Blog Talk Radio.
All right, here we go. Salute to Knicks Nation, CP the franchise here. It was another cardiac Knick affair. But ladies and gentlemen, one thing's for sure, two things for certain. We have a point guard and we have a closer. Jalen Brunson was outstanding tonight in the Knicks 134-131 overtime win against the Charlotte Hornets. Look, man, Knicks went three in a row, but it was not easy. This Hornets team, 2-1 in the NBA, number one offense at this early stage. Dennis Smith Jr., big reason for it. Give him credit. They came back on the Knicks 12 points down in the fourth quarter and ended up taking a lead at one point. But Jalen Brunson had ice in his veins, man. Hit a clutch three-pointer in the fourth quarter to tie the game up. Accounted for 7 Knick points in overtime to seal it. Jalen Brunson is our guy, man. Put the ball in number 11's hands. Good things happen, man. 27 points, 13 assists, 10 of 15 from the field, 7 boards. Almost had a triple-double, man. Great job by Jalen Brunson. I thought the Black Nets monster, Mitchell Robinson, was solid from beginning to end, being a force in the paint. Mitchell Robinson, 9 points, 8 boards, and 6 block shots. Give credit to Mitch, man. As we said early in the day, we played that soundbite of his. He said he's hungry, and he's looking like that right now. Coming in great shape. Just hope that he stays durable, man. And Mitch has been doing his thing on defense. Ben, solid performances by Julius Randle. R.J. Barrett, shaky, man. R.J., you got to make your layups, man, your bunny layups. Ended up hitting 2 clutch free throws, so I'm happy about that. Nevertheless, Knicks get 3 in a row, man. Meet me for Knicks Postgame Live, youtube.com/KnicksFanTV, and I'm taking your calls on the game tonight. Peace.
Thank you. results, but over time, more Jalen Brunson. Look at this. So comfortable from three. Molly, the real fact that he is actually a pretty good three-point shooter. Outstanding. Nobody talks about that. His game is this play. Yeah. This is the Hollywood. Oh, beautiful pass to Mitchell Robinson. She's going one-on-one.
Yo. Yo, yo. 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 Gotta be another good one, man. Phone's alive, so yeah. Gonna be another good one. Alright. Alright. I'll see when you're ready. Holy moly, man. Oh man. Why does my shit look so tan like this?
You see my tweet?
No, which one?
I tagged you. I tagged you and Knicks Fan TV, the Knicks Fan TV account in it.
Okay, hang on. Why is your look like so tinted like that? What the hell? Why does your look like that? She looks like extra blue today. Why does this look like that? Well, I guess it's settling in, I guess. All right. Okay. Wow, bro.
What?
Nah, I'm just laughing at this team, man. This team's just funny, bro.
Gonna have us like this. If this is just with the Hornets, man.
Yeah.
I'm terrified. They didn't even have their stars.
Yeah.
Miles Bridges, no LaMelo.
Nothing.
I wonder what the calls are going to be like. It's going to be like happiness with some like pessimism. Like we couldn't close them out in regulation.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. What am I saying? That's the chat looking right now. Just keep me honest.
I haven't even opened it yet.
Okay.
Take a look right now.
Yeah, see this?
We need a refund from RJ.
Oh, boy. All right.
Bucks are going to sit Giannis and Milton Friday. Watch. Oh, brother.
Okay. All right, how you looking? Ready?
Give me like 1 second.
Yeah. My shit's looking extra blue tonight for some reason.
What did you say?
I said my shit is looking extra blue tonight for some reason. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Just rock with it.
You're going Super Saiyan, bro.
Yeah. Check.
One second. Okay. All right. How you looking? I'm good. She looking extra blue tonight, bro. What am I doing wrong here? Hang on a second. Camera, checking your camera setting?
Check.
See now. Okay, there that looks good. I don't know what the hell it just did, but whatever it did. I think I just turned it off and turned it back on, man. So that's how technology works, man. It's fantastic. You gotta love it. You absolutely gotta love it. Okay, here we go. Let's get the show on the road. Fans are ready. All right, check. Okay. One quick thing. Al. How many people we got in the chat right now?
Yeah, 523
waiting. Holy shit. Okay. Gotta hurry the fuck up. Ah.
Someone, a son from Brooklyn's like, CP, let's go.
Okay, here we go. All right. Check.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. They say go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York.
All right, here we go. Wednesday night Knicks. And ladies and gentlemen, I said on Monday night that we weren't going to have a DSJ revenge game, but we almost did because the Charlotte Hornets coming in at 2-1 came into MSG fearless against a Knicks team looking for 3 in a row. And so while the Knicks had their moments early in this game, they took an 8-point lead into the fourth quarter, and it quickly evaporated. Turnovers, bad play, but it took one person's heroics to get this thing back in order. And ladies and gentlemen, we've been saying it since he got here. We got a point guard. And tonight, I'm going to put out there, we have our closer. Because Jalen Brunson, once again, with ice in his veins, with poise, with determination, led this New York Knicks team to a 134-131 overtime victory. Knicks postgame live presented by Manscaped. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. CP the franchise, the Tratacaster, Alex Rotaros on the ones and twos. Another cardiac Knick affair, man. I had to tune up the pacemaker tonight and put it on extra tilt. Because it was one of those nights, man. You have the Charlotte Hornets coming in. No LaMelo. Miles Bridges long gone. No Terry Rozier. But give credit to this team because they are tough, they're resilient, and they did not quit. But nevertheless, as I said, Al, we got to start with the play of the game in Jalen Brunson. 27 points, 13 dimes, a career high, and 7 boards, almost had a triple-double with ease tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is this. We talked about it in the win against Orlando, how in key portions of that second half, when they needed him the most, he stepped up. And it happened again in this game. Because in the fourth quarter, Knicks had an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter. Quickly evaporating it. And when I say quickly, I mean pun intended, because quickly had 2 boneheaded turnovers. Cam had some boneheaded turnovers. Fournier's defense was lackluster. He had a bad turnover. Plus, you had some take fouls going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a tie game with 1 minute, 34 seconds left. Brunson hits a filthy pull-up elbow 3. In overtime, he accounts for 7 Nick points, including another 3. A filthy pass to Mitchell Robinson. And another bucket, clutch bucket. This is Jalen Brunson, man. We have a point guard. We have a closer, bro. Talk to me, man.
I think that's it, man. We got a point guard. That's all I need to say. Closer, point guard. Man can do it all. I mean, I think the one thing that was really standing out tonight, it felt like he had an extra pep to him tonight. I don't know why. It just felt that way. But his footwork tonight just felt like it was on a whole other level. Yeah, we know he has solid footwork. But tonight, his decision-making, when he knew where he wanted to get to his spot in the paint, it just felt another second faster than usual. And watching him just go against Dennis Smith Jr., Maladon, anybody who was in front of him, it didn't matter. They couldn't keep up. And you figured they would figure that out because once he picked up the ball, you knew he was going to get to his foot tricks, right? Somehow, he's just able to finish every single shot, man, whether it's fading to the side, whether it's a fadeaway jumper, whether it's just being able to get a layup and just being able to take that step in. It is all just phenomenal from Jalen Brunson, man. Not enough words to talk about how great he is. Great offseason signing.
Yeah.
He's the goods. That's it.
Recording in progress.
It's paying off already, man. 4 games in. And I'm not talking about savior talk. I'm not talking about playoffs. I'm not even talking about any of that. I'm talking about what this team needs right now when the rubber meets the road, when it comes to crunch time, and you're going back into the past of years past, last year, the year before that. And yeah, RJ had his moments in the clutch last year where he delivered. But for the most part, you were relying on the decision-making and the playmaking and the handles of RJ and Julius. And most of the time, it didn't necessarily end well for this team. Now you put it in a point guard's hands, a solid decision-maker, someone who doesn't get rattled and can get you that bucket that you need or make a solid decision for you. That is Brunson, man, and that's why he can impact this team in the way that he does. This was an easy 27-13-7 tonight. Easy money.
Easy. The play that comes to that just comes to me right now is fourth quarter, passes it ahead to RJ. RJ almost turns the ball over.
Yes.
And gives it to the Hornets, saves it. Brunson gets it, and then he gives the hand just like, no.
Yep.
Wait, relax.
Yep.
Drains a 3.
Drains a 3.
Right? And then you get – then the next play, Hornets turn it over. Knicks get it back, inbound it. You think they're going to lose it. Brunson gets it, gives it to he doesn't give it to Randle. He takes a shot. Randle gets the rebound. It's great post presence by Randle to finish the lay-in. But it's stuff like that where he's not even wavered, man.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like anything phases him at all. He is cool, calm, and collected. All 3 words, true and true. My goodness.
Yo,
closer, man.
Hard time to say. CB said this is Jalen Brunson's team already. I have a hard time disagreeing, man. The dude just got
There's no argument for that.
The dude just got here. And even one of the last plays, I think it was like the second to last play of the overtime, when they were trying to get something going in the half court, and Julius looked at Brunson like, yo, what do you want to do with this? And then Julius ended up taking it to the rack on P.J. Washington and scoring. But you saw that, like, yo, where are we going now?
Yo, the deferring, man. He's deferring to the point guard.
Yeah.
This is somebody that he needs, you know, like someone that he respects. Look, all 4 games that we've watched right now, Brunson has been
the key to every single win, some shape, somehow, whether it's playmaking, scoring, defense. There's just no question the impact that he's had on this team. It just screams Brunson team. Whoever said that, that's a fact. There's no argument for that right now. It is Jalen Brunson's team. I don't even know. They said, you know, was it the when we talked about his signing this this offseason, 15th best point guard, right, based on contract? Yeah. Like, that's what he's getting paid? Look, he's earning every single penny right now. No question about it.
No question about it, man. Well done. Hang on 1 second. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Three in a row for the Knicks, man. Throw an emoji in the chat. Let us know how you're feeling tonight. How are you feeling tonight about the new point guard? We have a point guard. We have a closer. I'm just putting it out there early, man. Because, you know, in these moments, as you said, RJ almost throws it away. Julius had some moments where he's stumbling, bumbling to the finish line. And then Brunson is just, you know, cool and calm. Fed Mitch for a filthy pass in the lane. This was in overtime as well. Got him going. I mean, it was Brunson's night. And he was much needed, man. Because as I said, give credit to the other side, man. I was putting down a potential DSJ revenge game,
woo!
And he damn near almost had it. And give credit because I thought DSJ was solid tonight.
Oh, for sure.
You know, based on where he's come from to where he is now, I thought he was great tonight. And he was part of that Charlotte attack that really put pressure on this Knicks defense because let's go to the bad side of things. The Knicks defense wasn't good, except for Mitch.
Yeah.
You know, our perimeter defense hasn't been good. We definitely need Grimes. Fournier was getting chewed up out there.
Fouled out,
which was a good thing because at that point in the game, that was about 4 minutes left in the fourth. And I'm wondering, I'm like, we need Cam in here. If you're not going to go with IQ because of size, then get Cam in there because we need a defensive stop. Because as much as Kelly Oubre can take himself out of a game, he could also knock down a shot. And he forced Fournier into that sixth foul.
Yep.
You know, you had Book Knight having his moments, McDaniels. You know, they have some speed. They have some athleticism out there, and it gave the Knicks fits all night. I mean, this team put up 131 points in overtime against the Knicks without LaMelo, without Terry Rozier. So that's that. You know, that's one of the bad things is this Knicks defense has to tighten up. We need Grimes back. 48 minutes has to, you know, we got to make some decisions there because it's compromising the defense, man.
This is what I've been talking about all offseason, man. Why I want Grimes in the starting rotation. We're not going to go into that talk right now.
Yeah.
We'll save it. But that's what I've been talking about. But, yo, you got to – putting Cam in there, smart decision. You talk about how Kelly Oubre can help a team, and he can also take himself out. Talk about Cam Reddish's defense once he did get in there. It changed, okay? Even though
forced
it was
a nice
still,
turnover. Forced a nice turnover down in the clutch.
He did. Yep. And he caused Oubre to get a tech to then help the Knicks, too. So it's stuff like that where you can see that just playing sound defense, just keep staying cool, staying calm, just doing what you're supposed to do, you can force the other team to get themselves out of there, right? Because you see Oubre's like, that didn't go off me. He starts arguing with the ref. You know, I was actually impressed with Julius tonight because you want to talk about arguing with refs. He didn't even argue with the refs. You know, you want to talk about the take foul, you know, where Oubre shoots.
Three of them.
Yeah, where Oubre shoots. You know, late in the fourth or somewhere in the fourth. I can't remember. You know, old Randall would have been screaming, going up to the ref immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, granted, he did talk to the ref, but it was like trying to get more of an understanding. But you can see how Randall's changing from there and he's trying to keep his calm, trying to stay cool throughout the entire thing and just played his game, man. He tried to shoot his way back into it. But thankfully, they went with Cam back to my original point for defense because the Hornets, they got shooters. They got athleticism.
Yeah.
We need to match. You know, with their length, with their shooting, and that's where having Cam and RJ as your two wings who offer both length, height to guard PJ Washington, to guard Kelly Oubre, right? That's what we needed out there. So that was a good move by Tibbs because Fournier, you know, wasn't moving his feet on defense, did a lot of hacking, shot really well tonight, you know. And actually Fournier also had some pretty good playmaking, even though it won't show up into the box score. I thought he did a little bit more playmaking than we usually see from Fournier because he's usually that guy just chilling in the corner, looking to take some threes, and just going back and trying to play the best he can on defense. But tonight, he was doing a little bit of playmaking, Randle fumbling it, RJ fumbling it. He had Mitch fumbling it. He could have had the assist to Mitch, but Mitch fumbled it and then recovered and then had the easy dunk. But I thought for Fournier, offensively, it was a solid performance from him tonight.
No question about it. My second game ball, we got to go to Mitch, man. We got to go to Mitch and get the block nest monster. I know Julius had his points, RJ had his points, but I got to say a clean game on both ends. We got to go to the block nest monster, man. We played a soundbite on Instagram where Mitch talked about him. I'll play it later on for the people in the chat. Mitch talked about how hungry he was and he wasn't taking this opportunity for granted. I thought Mitch set an excellent tone in this game tonight with his block shots, altering shots as well. Six blocks, including a key block on Jaden McDaniels with 9 seconds left, with the Knicks clinging to a 3-point lead. Six blocks for Mitch tonight, 9 points, 8 rebounds, 4-4 from the field. I thought the Knicks should have went to him a bit more in some of these in situations. You know, reward him a little bit. You know, reward Mitch a little bit. But nevertheless, we saw him put up a little putback jumper in the first half. And I thought Mitch was solid, man. Mitch definitely deserves my second game ball of the night, man. He was solid tonight. Solid.
Yeah, absolutely. Great on the defensive end. He did a phenomenal job against Mason Plumlee tonight. Foxing out, being a force on the offensive glass. Mitch is just in great shape, man. Great shape. Yeah. Best shape we've ever seen him. Good conditioning. You can see he's added muscle, too. Good muscle. Not like last year where he tried to add weight and you know, where it was slowing him down. This year, Mitch is ready to go. And, yeah, that soundbite where he's just hungry, he wants that next bag, he wants to continue to eat in this league. I mean, you're seeing it right now, man. He's been solid defensively for these past four games.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Great job by Mitch tonight. He was excellent. And, again, you know, you can make the argument about how much better the offense would look with more spacing and with Hartenstein out there. Look, man. The way this team is playing defense on the perimeter, you absolutely need Mitch out there. There's no question. And it's why, for the Obi people and the Obi and the play ran on Obi together, I don't see that happening with the way this team is compromised on the perimeter defense right now, because it leaves you with zero rim protection. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about blocks. Mitch has guys second-guessing themselves. He has guys altering their shots. He has guys going for fadeaways over him because they are, you know, cognizant of his presence. They feel that presence there. And so you need Mitch out there, regardless of how compromised your offense is. And nevertheless, the way that the Knicks are scoring inside anyway, they seem to be doing okay.
They seem to be doing just fine. But let me ask you this question. Do you think that was goaltending? That was pretty close, man.
I thought it was. It was a close one. Obviously, I didn't want it to be, but I thought it was. I thought it was a little late. Yeah, I thought that one was a little late. The goaltending that he got on, was it DSJ?
I can't remember who.
Yeah, I can't remember. I can't remember. But, yeah, I did think it was a goaltend. But, you know, it was part of just a comedy of errors in that fourth quarter. They had about 6 turnovers in that fourth quarter, 2 by IQ. 1 by Cam. I thought Cam and McDaniels were playing mind games with each other, took Cam out of his game offensively. He had a foot trick, ball dribble off his foot. Fournier fouled out. RJ had a turnover. And then Mitch the goaltend. You know, so much of that is what brought Charlotte back into the game and got them the lead in the fourth quarter. Even had a 5-point lead at one point in the fourth until, you know, things settled down. Brunson and Julius did their thing to get things back in order and ultimately send this thing into overtime.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think it was necessary. I think you let that play go. Honestly,
yeah.
I can understand if it was fully on the way down, it was at its apex, maybe slightly, but I think you just let it play there because that's such a pivotal point in the fourth quarter. Even Mitch was shocked. Not saying that just because Mitch was shocked that it's the right call. I think he was shocked because at that point of the game, you just let it go, considering that the refs were letting them play physical.
Mm-hmm.
They were just letting the entire game. You know, it wasn't like last game where there's a good amount of foul calls. This game just felt like the refs wanted to have good flow of motion to it, and that making that type of call could have really turned – it did turn things around. You know, Hornets are back in the game. So
yeah.
I would have thought they would let that go because it's so close, but – Oh, man, that was such a close call. I wouldn't have gone with that call.
It's tough, man. Shout out Father Clef in the chat. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Shout out to the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D in the building. I want to shout out my guy Ty Morris, $20 super chat by Ty. He says, Jalen Brunson may not be the savior per se, but right now he's the Knicks Swiss Army Knife. Cool, calm, collected. He doesn't rattle. Time for him to already get starting some MVP chants at the Garden. Well, we definitely heard the Jalen Brunson chants going on at the Garden, so... That will be the first of many this year, I'm sure. Shout out to Maxwell Walter, $20 super chat. He says, I'm excited. We got a true point guard. It's a beautiful thing, and it's long overdue. Salute, salute, salute. Salute to Maxwell Walter. We got Travi Trav in the chat. We got 2,700 people in the chat, man. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Knicks Post Game Live, number one show for the fans, by the fans. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys, and share this video, man. Knicks got a 134-131 overtime thrilling victory. Go ahead and share this video on Facebook, on Twitter, on Reddit, Instagram, whatever it is. Share this video. Let them know number one show for the fans by the fans is on and popping right now. You know, as I talked about with the turnovers, bro, they gave up, you know, 16 turnovers, 25 points off of those turnovers. Got to tighten up there. Absolutely have to tighten up there. Charlotte shot 41% from downtown. You know, 13 from 31. This is the... again, early, only four games into the season, but Charlotte leads the league in three-point percentage and total offense, believe it or not. So this Knicks defense definitely got tested, and like I said, they have to tighten up there. RJ, bro, I got to tell you, man, RJ had me frustrated tonight, man. So many bunnies at the rim, RJ. You got it. We talked about the finishing this year, RJ. Come on, man. So many bunnies at the rim. He missed, man. It was so frustrating in crunch time watching him miss wide open bunny layups, man. I'm getting you in flashbacks when I see this all the time, man. Come on, RJ. You're right there, man. You got to finish strong, man. Got to finish strong.
You know what's strange is that he actually, the first half, he was actually playing pretty well. I thought he was pretty judicious in when he wanted to attack, how he wanted, like, getting to his spots to score, looking for his teammates to do some playmaking, having a good floor game. But you're right. He started missing easy bunnies. You know, he ended with 9 for 21, still got 22 points, was able to get some had some crucial takes to get to the free throw line and knock them down. Thankfully, we went 100% from the free throw line. But it's interesting, man. It's interesting. He had a really good game against Detroit these past couple of games, you know, three out of four of them. You're watching them and you're like, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
Like, where this decision making, like, it's a little questionable to start the season, man. Not going to lie. It's a little questionable.
Yeah, you got to knock those down, man. I just feel like he's just pressing too much, man. You're just pressing too much, man. But some of those layups, I mean, just wide open. Like you said, luckily, he knocked down the two free throws in the clutch. And Clyde was like, yo, I don't know if this is the guy who should have gotten the ball. You know, Clyde doesn't hold back. He's almost retiring, so he can say whatever he wants. Clyde was like, yo, I don't know if this is it. But not luckily, RJ, you know, knocked down the two free throws in the clutch to kind of seal it. But, yeah, he's got to play better, man. He's got to play better. You know, obviously the Hayward matchup is a tough one for him, but we don't – as I said, we don't have much else as far as starting wing defense. It starts and ends with him, and so he's just got to play better. The backdoor leaks, he's been susceptible to that since his rookie year.
All the time, man.
Still hasn't gotten
every
better.
Every single time.
Still gets caught on one or two a game. You know, he just got to watch that, man. But overall, he's just got to play better, bro. He's just got to play better. You know, all right, let's get some calls in here, man. See what the people got to say. We'll get back to our game thoughts and some sounds from the game. Let's get to the phones here from, let's go to Brian from New York, man. First time caller. Brian, what's going on? Yeah. How you feeling?
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. First time caller. Love what you guys are doing. Listen, these guys played really hard tonight. I think, Jalen Brunson played amazing, but like, hey, let's call a spade a spade. Julius Randle played the entire third quarter. I mean, what's going on with Tibbs's rotation, right? I mean, this guy's really got to start tightening up his rotation. He's starting to get a little ridiculous out here. That's why these guys retired at the end. Obi only played X amount of minutes. mean, this is why this is causing an issue with the team. We got to tighten up, and let's just be real. There's a lot of talent on this team, but they really need to tighten things up here. And going forward, I'm seeing good future, but Tibbs, tighten it up.
Appreciate
Thanks a lot,
it,
guys. Love what
appreciate
you're doing.
You appreciate it. Look, it was another good test. Memphis game was a good test in crunch time to test their decision-making. This game, again, another one in crunch time to test their decision-making. They faltered in the early part of the fourth quarter, and Brunson was able to settle things. Defense has to pick it up. To his point, only 13 minutes for Obi. Julius did play the whole third quarter. I didn't necessarily think that was needed. So it was one of those situations, one of those nights, man.
Yeah, and I think, you know, towards the end of the quarter, we saw that rotation with who was it? I think it was – we had Brunson. I think we had – it was Brunson, IQ, Cam. It was Brunson, IQ, Cam, Randall, and Hartenstein for before the close of the third. And then Rose came in quickly for Brunson. I think Tibbs' idea for that was because Randall was struggling so much that he likes – we've seen him leave RJ in with the second unit. I think he did it for Randall so that way he can go against lesser opponents to get back in rhythm because he knew he's going to need him in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was Tibbs' idea when it came to the staggering of that rotation. I think it kind of did the job, not fully, because Randall had some pivotal moments in the fourth, you know, when you have the we talk about the post presence and everything else and him being able to take it and finish on the drive. So I can get the idea, but you need to rest Randall, man. This is where I think sometimes bringing a player out so that way they can be fresh to close a game is a smarter move, not trying to burn them out and have them frustrated trying to figure it out because he just didn't have it tonight to begin the game. It was really RJ and Brunson, Fournier, and quickly that did some scoring for the most part, and Derrick Rose to begin the game. So it was interesting, but I like the idea where Tibbs is going when it comes to the staggering of the rotation, though. I think it was a nice try.
Yeah, no, I definitely hear you on that. But look, I mean, Obi had a good night tonight, 3-for-4 from downtown. You know, was very efficient from beyond the arc. I thought he should have gotten some more minutes, especially in that third quarter. I didn't see why he should have. So. Let's see how that goes as they head into Milwaukee Friday night. Back to the phones we go with Darth Vader from the BX. Darth Vader, what's good?
What's up, brothers? How y'all doing? I want to say shout out to CP and Alex. And sure. I don't mean to be rude, but it's Darth Hayes, not Darth Vader. But I just want to say, it's no biggie. I just want to say that, first of all, we have a point guard. Big buckets and big moments. We would have lost this game last year.
Yes.
We have a point guard. Second, I'm worried, but not too worried about RJ because right now I feel like RJ is trying to live up to that contract and he may be pressing a little bit. I'm worried about RJ. Randall is balling, and I really don't really have a issue with the way Tibbs spread the minutes tonight. Obi had his thing. But I don't know. Maybe I'm bugging. You can check the minutes on it. But he left Randall on the bench for a little while and then brought Randall, and I think it was in the third. I found that good because he saved Randall down for the stretch of moments. I thought that was actually a good idea by Tibbs by holding Randall back for a little bit. The minutes may not add up in the numbers column, but I think the way he distributed and the timing of the minutes made a difference. All right, I kept it rapid fire. I had something else to say, but a guy said something that threw me off because it kind of made me upset. Great show, guys. Keep doing what y'all got to do. Go Knicks.
Appreciate it, Darth Hayes. Definitely appreciate that. Let's go to the Discord, man. Let's hear from Hasib is King on the Discord. Hasib is King. What's going on?
Hey, what up, CP? How you doing?
Good, man. How you feeling, bro?
I'm doing good. I wonder where all the people that were saying we overpaid for Jalen Brunson are right now.
Oh, it's King.
He's making them. He's making them look like a fool right now, bro. Imagine if we had Elfrid Payton, Alec Burks, or Awash Kemba Walker playing in the point guard position right now. We would have lost this game easily. So he brought a big difference to the game, clutch buckets that we haven't seen the past few years from a point guard position make. And it was just really bringing up his A game. So I'm really excited for that. definitely questionable decisions on coaching by Tibbs, I think, this game, especially that third quarter for Randle playing. I get that Randle has been playing a lot better lately and from hitting his shots, but I don't really see a justification as to why he doesn't sit out the entire third quarter and Obi comes in at the start of the fourth. I feel like Obi could have got more playing time. He hit his shots and just had fresh legs out there. Just my opinion on that. And then lastly, for Fournier, I see that he's making more of an effort on the defensive end, but still getting these fouls. And I honestly just don't see a future with Fournier on this team. I'd rather see a Quentin Grimes, Cam Reddish lineup for that position rather than have Evan Fournier. He just seems really out of place on this team at the moment. Yeah. So just give me your thoughts on that, and I hope you guys have a good night.
And I appreciate the call, man. Well, I would say, you know, with Fournier, offensively, he had it going a little bit in the first half. You know, he was efficient. He was knocking down his shots. And Al, as you said, he isn't an overly efficient player on a consistent basis. So tonight was a good night to see that. But on the flip side, conversely, when you play, and this is the same issue that he had last year with Charlotte, just different players. When you go up against these athletic, quicker teams, he struggles. He struggles to keep up. And that's why he fouled out. He fouled out. I mean, he doesn't always foul out, but he fouled out because he couldn't keep up with these guys, man. Couldn't keep up with them.
And once everyone wants to bring up this conversation, although I don't really want to do it, but this is why I was pressing for Grimes to be in the starting rotation. Yes, he's hurt. So we get it's moot at this point, and you got to use the players that are available for you.
Yes.
But Quentin Grimes, you just saw it last season, his ability to guard ones and twos, some threes. He doesn't need to have the ball in his hand all the time. Like you saw, like I said tonight, Fournier is trying to do some playmaking, get into the mix of everything. Fournier offensively, look, he had some solid threes. His floater was falling tonight. But defensively, man, he is just – we can go back to the Memphis game where he's losing his man in transition. We can talk about tonight how he can't stay in front of his defensive assignment. And because of that, fouled out. And then you put your team at a risk. This is where once Grimes comes back, you know, it only makes sense to have Grimes in the starting rotation because he doesn't need that many touches as RJ, Randle, Brunson to get it going. True 3-and-D guy, sure, he could probably do more. But as of right now, that's all you need from him, and he can definitely do that. You can still have Cam coming off the bench, you know, gives him the ability to get activated with the second unit, go against lesser players, just start getting to some rhythm because that's how we see he likes to get going. And it just makes sense. And you don't lose anything defensively. And we just saw tonight how Cam was impactful down the stretch of the game because of his length and his ability to guard. We can keep going back to the Kelly Oubre, you know, knocking the ball out of his hands, off his thigh, hip, whatever. But that's the type of stuff that we need, someone who can just stick with their opponent. And Fournier, unfortunately, just can't do that. You know, we're not playing the Celtics every single night.
Right.
So Fournier has his limitations. This is where the conversation is, you know, if you have him next to somebody like a Drew Holiday, a bigger point guard who you can say, okay, we're fine because we already have four other people that can play solid defense next to Brunson. And for as admirable as a job, Brunson's been awesome defensively, but obviously because of his stature, there's going to be a lot of mismatches, right? Yeah. That's where you need somebody like a Quentin Grimes, a Cam Reddish, somebody in that rotation just to help defensively.
No question about it. So to everybody in the chat once again, let's get those likes up. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Over 3,200 people in the chat right now. Welcome to Knicks Post Game Live, the number one show for the fans by the fans. We got to have a lot of new viewers watching right now. So if you guys are new in the chat, type in hashtag new in the chat, and we will shout you guys out. I want to shout out some more super chats that have come in here. Appreciate everybody for the donations. $20 super chat by a guy, Kane Marco, says, this may be our best point guard since Clyde. 50 burger on the way. Also, DSJ never looked that good for us. Well, DSJ had his moments, man. He had that 30-point game in Detroit when he first came here. Remember, he did a little 360 in Detroit dunk, you know. But yeah, look, good job by DSJ, man. You know, really trying to keep his career in order. Has a big opportunity for Charlotte right now with LaMelo out for some time. And I thought DSJ looked good. He was giving Brunson that work. He was giving Brunson that work.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
When Brunson's going to go against, you know, quicker guards or even taller guards, it's going to be a matchup problem,
yeah.
Man. So that's why – and someone asked me, shout out to you, Marvin Smith, am I going to put 48, $18 million on the bench? I don't necessarily want to.
Mm.
I'd rather trade him and, you know, try to get some assets back.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking to win – And if Tibbs' situation is about winning, it's rubber's going to meet the road right here where you want to win or you're worried about the value of the contract.
Yeah.
Personally, yeah. I want to win.
I hear you, man. I want to shout out Team Hashtag New in chat, Glenn Wick. Kenny Gale's claiming new, but he's in here every night. Shout out to Blessed Tree. We got my guy HP Carlos always checking in from Portugal. Cheryl Finley, welcome to the show. MG Tau Balance, how you feeling? We got Robert Ames, Beautifully Flawed. Ernest Stevenson in here. Team Hashtag New Reppin' Heavy in here. Isaiah Gillespie, welcome to the show. DJ Willy Wonka, interesting name. Jose Rodriguez, salute, man. Welcome to the show. And Sharp T, welcome to the show as well, man. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Katie from Bama. Is this Alabama? Hmm.
Yo, yo, KP, Alex, what's going on?
How you doing, man? This is CP. CP the franchise, sir. Yes, this is Nick Fan TV. You called me. Yes.
I got a couple of pointers to hit on tonight.
Yeah.
One, I'm proud about the win, but I'm a little so-so on it. I feel like we could have played much better. Having Terry Rozier and LaMelo Ball out, no Miles Bridges, I mean, that was kind of crazy. Imagine if they had those guys. Like,
yeah.
I feel like we probably would have lost that one, just being honest as a Knicks fan. We probably would have lost that one. Shouts out to JB. He's playing. He's doing his thing, man. He's doing his thing out on that court.
Mm-hmm.
That was the signing that we needed. A lot of Knicks fans are still, you know, kind of a little bummed out about the whole Donovan Mitchell thing, man. And I think we kind of need to just let that go at this point. Mm. We already into the season. We need to let that go as Knicks fans. Knicks Nation, we got our man. We got what we needed. Also, I want to hit on the RJ perspective.
Yes.
All right. So we in year three. We in year three now, right?
Four.
We in year four. Okay. So we know this about RJ. This is typically what he does. He starts off slow. He always starts off slow. He's done it now for 3 years straight. He starts off slow, and about a week or two before the All-Star break, he kicks it up, and he finishes out strong.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's not what we want as Knicks fans, but at this point, I think we kind of really need to start expecting that from him because we've seen it year in and year out. Like, he starts off slow every single year.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that and appreciate the call, man. I think in the micro, yes, we know that. I've watched him over the last 3 years going into year four now. But in the macro, we know that. You know that he does start off slow and Tim will typically pick it up. But when you go on game to game and it's just like he's right there at the bucket, man. He's right there off the glass. You know, it's just like you can't believe it and he can't believe it. And then and then the next time down, he's pressing again, trying to get it going. So it's just hard to watch as you're watching these games, you know, minute by minute, because like I said, some of those shots are just absolute bunnies, man.
Yeah, and I think the other frustration, one, comes with the fact that, you know, you're a Yankee fan like I am, CP. We've seen Mark Teixeira go through April, and it's like, come on, man. just kick into gear. Come on, be in midseason form. And there's just some players like that. RJ could be that player for the remainder of his career where he starts off slow but starts to pick it up, as the caller said. But also, you know, the Knicks, if they're trying to make the play-in, and we saw how many games that they just lost by the margins last season, right? I think that's the concern coming into this season where you have Brunson, you have Randle, who for most part has been playing very well, right? Brunson's has been great. Randle's been on point. And you just want RJ to be there on a consistent basis because you're going to need these games. It's early in the season. You want to knock off a lot of wins early in the season because 82 games, long year. guys are going to get tired. People are going to get hurt at some point. But while everyone's fresh, everyone's still trying to figure it out, this is a good time for the Knicks to start raking up some wins. That way they're in better position towards the end of the season, because as we saw, what was it, February or March last season, where they only had like one win?
Yeah.
Right? And you can go back and say, hey, if they won some games at the beginning of the season, maybe it could have offset that the rough months in between, and then they could have picked up fire again, right? It's a marathon, not a sprint. So that's the other frustration, I believe, that comes with RJ, is that you just want him to get there already.
Yeah.
And just be, once the season starts, he's comfortable, he's ready. And also consider what we saw in preseason. You'd think like, all right, this guy's ready to start the season.
Right.
That's how I feel, man. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Tough. It's frustrating, man. But nevertheless, Knicks did pull away 134-131 in overtime, led by the heroics of one Jalen Brunson. And speaking of Jalen Brunson, let's go to some sound bites from Coach Tibbs. It was Tom Thibodeau's thoughts on one Jalen Brunson. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. Here's Tibbs.
That's who he is. Whatever the game needs, that's what he does. So, it's, you know, they were blitzing him. He made a number of good plays, good reads. He scored when we needed big buckets. You know, I thought we had, you know, we didn't play our best, but the thing is, one, give them credit. They played really well. But at the end, Julius made a couple of big plays, the offensive rebounds, the finish. RJ made the free throws. Mitch was all over the place. You know, so, you know, we scored plenty. But, you know, obviously we have to do better defensively.
All right, so that was Tibbs on his thoughts of the game. And, you know, pretty much everything he said, man. You know, Brunson is Brunson, cool, calm, collected. Stable. Julius's boards in crunch time was good. Give him credit for that. And RJ sealing it with the free throws. Mitchell Robinson, as he said, was all over the place. So salute to Mitch on that. And the defense just got to tighten up, man. Got to tighten up on defense.
Absolutely. That perimeter defense needs to step up, especially when we start facing upper echelon teams like the Bucks, the Cavs.
Are we going into the belly of the beast now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going into the belly of the beast now.
Our perimeter defense is going to get tested.
Yeah. No question about it. So let's see where they go from here, because Friday doesn't get any bigger than the Greek Freak and Company in Milwaukee. So let's see how they fare. All right, back to the phones we go. Let me hear from let's go to our guy Tom from Huntington. Tom, how you feeling, man?
Gentlemen, fantastic work as always. Happy with the game. A weird game, a little clumsy. I don't know why. Yeah. And from the beginning of the game, it looked like none of the Knicks could dribble except for Brunson. It's like RJ was like bumbling, stumbling, you know, to quote Mr. Frazier. But, you know, as far as that's concerned, I'm just happy we won. I don't think we win this game last year. I definitely think we would have lost this game if it was last year. Brunson's, you know, shout out to Brunson, you know, Mr. Poker Face. You know, it just does what he has to do, you know. Shout out to all the people that doubted him in the offseason. You know, where are you? I don't see any of those people anymore. But the guy's got heart, you know, and I'm just so happy he's here. We just got to keep improving. Like you guys have covered, the defense, wow, that was a little disgusting at the end there. But, you know, I'm positive. You know, I think we're going to do well this year. I'll, you know, speak to both of you guys again on Friday when we win. And shout out to Manscaped. And basically, have a wonderful evening. Thanks for taking my call. And Mr. Rapid Fire King, Tom says good night. Have a good one.
The Rapid Fire King, Tom from Huntington. That is how you rapid fire people. He came in with his points, got out. You know what I'm saying? Saluted the squad. You know what I mean? And then saluted the sponsor, man. And that sponsor tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is Manscaped, fellas. Make sure you guys check out that Lawnmower 4.0, man. We are in the fall right now. Pumpkin patches are all over the place. Go out there and protect your pumpkins. And that is with the Lawnmower 4.0. It's got skin-safe technology. Has an LED light. If you want to, you know, do it in the dark, whatever you're into, just don't let me know about it. No testimonials. Waterproof. Great battery life as well, man. So Lawnmower 4.0, the number one men's grooming tool below the waist, and that is brought to you by tonight's sponsor, Manscaped. So go to manscaped.com, enter promo code KFTV for 20% off. plus free shipping. Okay. Knicks win 134-131 in overtime. The chat is rocking right now. We got over 3,000 people in the chat rocking with us. Number one show for the fans by the fans, 3,200 to be exact. So let's get back to the phones here. Let's go to, oh, we got to get my guy Dan from New Jersey in here. Dan, how you feeling tonight?
Okay. Wah, wah, wah.
What's good, Dan? How you feeling, bro?
Oh, man, CP. Oh, man. All right, real quick, man.
Yeah.
Action Brunson. Oh, my God, bro. Nah, man, nah. The last time that I seen somebody run around and give so many buckets in the paint while being not an inch taller than 6'1" was insanity. Now, and yeah. I was about 9 years old, so it already looked mythical back then, man. I'm 21 years old now, and I can't believe I'm seeing something like it again on my basketball team. Yeah. It's really insane. And I'm going to just come forward. I didn't really want to get Jalen Brunson at first.
Ooh.
I wanted to give a shot. I want to give a shot at IQ, but I was wrong, man. I was wrong. This guy's the goods. This guy's the goods. But here's the thing: if the Knicks have 6 seed, 5 seed dreams, man, Jalen Brunson can't be the best basketball player on this team. It has to be RJ Barrett, because Randall's doing what he got to do. I feel like our role players are doing what they got to do. Brunson's definitely doing what he's got to do. RJ needs to start doing what he's got to do. Only then can the Knicks make it to the 5th or 6th seed. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call, man. Yeah, I mean, look, you know, we know that this team isn't a finished product. We know that they are still a limited team. I'm just taking the wins as they come out. You know what I'm saying? I can't. We just went into a whole offseason where we're looking into the future and trades and this, that. I'm just taking it one day at a time, one game at a time. Mm-hmm. I'm in the micro right now, Al. We talked about the micro. We talked about the macro. I am in the micro right now, okay? I don't want to worry about what the long-term prospects of this team looks like. I'm just covering the games. We won the game tonight. I'm happy about the win, and I want to talk about Brunson. You know what I'm saying?
Philly, I don't know if I'm in an economics class where we're talking about Knicks tonight, though. Micro and macro, good Lord, man.
Yeah, anyway, listen, man. Good.
I feel fans like frustration because you look at a Hornets team that's missing LaMelo, it's missing Bridges.
Yeah.
You know, they're missing a good amount of talent on that side. They don't have Terry Rozier tonight, and you're wondering what is the ceiling of this team? Are we already at the ceiling after seeing a competition like this? And I would just say some teams have the ability to just get hot at the right time.
Yeah.
So I don't, especially early on in the season, look. I think we can all remember when the Knicks defeated the Milwaukee Bucks with Kevin Knox, right?
That's right.
Does that mean that the Knicks were a good team then and that we're going to be great in the future with Kevin Knox?
Yeah.
No. Some teams can do things like this tonight where they put up 131 without their best players. Yeah. So it's still early in the season. Let's see where it goes. The only thing I can say is that the Knicks defeated the Hornets and the Atlanta Hawks did not. So
right.
On that note,
right.
I'm happy.
With Trae Young, with DeJounte Murray, the basketball is very much an every given Sunday type of situation like football, man. It is. Sometimes things break right for a team. Sometimes, you know, the other team wakes up on the right side of the bed. You just never know. You just never know. I don't necessarily think that because they could barely squeak by this team and because LaMelo didn't play and Rozier didn't. If LaMelo and Rozier play, we might still win this game.
Yeah,
game,
sure.
You don't know how games flow with or without certain players. So it's hard to say, you know, if this happened, they you know, you just got to take it. They won, move on to Milwaukee. Maybe they win again Friday night. Maybe they win big. Then what do you say? You don't know.
Yeah. I mean, what was it? I think it was 2 callers ago that brought up Winsanity, right? I mean, we didn't have Melo. We didn't have Amari. All
right.
We had was Tyson Chandler and
right.
Jeremy Lin. And next thing you know, like, do we have the point guard solution there?
Right.
Miami maybe. Quickly stop that.
Yeah.
We saw them, right? So I don't really take this win more than it is, which is just a win. The Knicks,
it's a win, man.
If you want to look at the positive, if this was last year's Knicks, we lose. Tonight, we have a point guard, right? We got a point guard right now, and they're able to come out in overtime with the win. They took the Memphis Grizzlies into overtime, made it a close game.
The one thing you can say about this team is that they got grit. They're playing tough.
Yeah.
And it's still at the beginning of the season. Let's see when they get into mid-season form, all right? That's where I want to know. What do they look like in mid-season form?
That's right. That is absolutely right. And so, you know, one thing I will say is that, you know, wins against Orlando, wins against Charlotte, you never know. You never know where you might end up. You never know where they might end up. You may look at wins like this and say, hey, the Knicks won the tiebreaker against these teams. They're now seed number 7. They're now seed number 8 over these guys because they won the season series. So these games against these teams, albeit these two teams look like, you know, they're still glowing for the Victor sweepstakes, you just never know. You may end up in the same territory when game 75 gets around and you're looking for, you know, some help there. So you got to win what, you know, beat the teams that are in front of you and you let the chips fall where they may. Come time to, you know, see if you're a playoff team or not. Okay, back to the phones, and we'll get into some play ratings in a little bit. Back to the phones we go. So to everybody in the chat, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Let's hear from, let's go to Texas. James from Texas. James, how you feeling?
I'm good, and you?
Good, man. How you feeling, bro?
It's great, man, after this win. It's good being on with you guys. Love what you guys are doing, as always.
Thanks.
I've called a couple of times. I'm out in Texas. Now, I haven't been able to call because I meant to call y'all since the first game. I actually drove up to Memphis for game one.
Oh, nice.
From Austin.
Nice.
Yeah, and randomly, I got stuck on a short story, but I was on one of the lines, and I was trying to get a drink or something, but apparently they didn't have one. But randomly, Ian walked by. I was trying to get his attention, but I was stuck online, and he just happened to be walking past. I saw him just as he was coming out before the game.
Yeah.
But on the game, one thing I've noticed the past couple games is with Grimes not playing, I've noticed Cam usually gets the nod with the starting unit whenever Fournier's out. So I'm liking that little trend that's going on. I see notice Tibbs, that's like his go-to to supplant somebody in the starting lineup. And then I don't know if we even need to discuss trade talks for Julius at this point. If anything, Fournier seems to be the one as the odd man out that we might be able to build a package around to maybe get a piece. To add to this that, maybe some draft picks and stuff, and maybe we still have to get rid of some of the young players. But if later on we're talking about getting somebody, that's who's going to have to go because he seems like the odd man. And then one thing I really loved is Randle. Randle is really making a conscious effort to, like, move the ball quickly. Like, you could see sometimes where he'll start to trot up the floor and, like, gets it in his head, and he just, I'm supposed to run, and then he just takes off. So I really love that you can tell, like, he's really thinking about it and making sure that's what he continues to do. And then just want to discuss last thing, two quick plays from Brunson. I have to say that no-look he did to Fournier on that break was ridiculous. That cross-body pass with his left hand was just – I didn't even see that coming. Yep. And then that inside pass he did to Mitch where he drove the defense and then cut back out to the free throw line and just kind of dumped it off to Mitch when it looked like he was going to fake out to the three. Those were just ridiculous, and I just got to say, we got a point guard.
No question about it. James from Texas on the check-in. No, you know, it seems so far, I mean, in this early stretch, those fourth quarter late game minutes have been going to IQ instead of Fournier. Mm-hmm. But it was because of the matchups that they had out there. You had a lot, you know, Charlotte had a lot of size. They had McDaniels. Yep. They had Oubre. You know, P.J. Washington, you know, Mitch was covering Washington, but they had a lot of size out there on the wing, so you needed your wing versatility. That's one thing that the Knicks are lacking right now. The only wing that you have is Cam. That's it.
Yep.
And so that's why he got the minutes there in crunch time, and we needed it because I thought his defense was good. He forced a turnover off of Oubre. Oubre comes back, melts down, gets a technical foul. That was a big swing in the game, big part of the game.
Yeah, I think the one thing that I can gather right now between these games that we've watched during the regular season is that Tom Thibodeau has a set four, in my opinion. Maybe the center position could be up depending on what you need, whether you need offense or defense. But I think for right now you have a set four where it's Brunson, RJ, Randle, Mitch, and then whoever else is in that rotation is it depends. Tonight, you saw he wanted to go with Evan Fournier. I think he wanted some offense and thought about having the length at the wingspan
yeah.
rather than going with Emmanuel Quigley, as you pointed out, who's shorter. So some nights we saw Emmanuel quickly being that first guard or the guard that's in the fourth quarter over Evan Fournier. I think once Quentin Grimes gets back, he's another one in that rotation. And maybe even Cam, because we saw Cam against Memphis, right, that he closed out too. We saw Cam in the closing minutes because he had it going.
Yeah.
I think there's four solid players that you can guarantee on. Tibbs will have the last player who needs to close. It depends on the situation. That's what I got from Tibbs right now.
No question about it. Let's go to Cam on tonight's game, courtesy of SNY Knicks. Cam Reddish on his mindset going into these games.
My personal mindset was make an impact, no matter how it may be, whether it's getting a bucket, getting a stop, getting a rebound, trying to make an impact. I know as a group, it was trying to be tough, communicate on all screens, things like that. I think we did a good job of it.
All right, that was Cam. Said he was just trying to make an impact, get a bucket, get a stop, get a rebound.
Mm-hmm.
Here's also on his on his confidence. What is Cam's confidence at right now?
Where is your confidence right now?
I feel great, offensively and defensively. I feel great, man. I'm just trying to stay healthy, stay ready.
Stay healthy, stay ready, man. But he said he feels good. And he's playing loose out there. He looks good. You know, like they said, he is kind of like loosey-goosey and lackadaisical. Mm-hmm. But it kind of just seems like, I don't know, in the preseason kind of seemed like he was really pressing in his lackadaisical way. But now mm-hmm. he seems like he's kind of having fun out there. He is playing loose. He's playing hard on defense. That you could definitely say. Offensively, you know, obviously he hasn't been where he was with the Memphis game. 1-for-3 tonight, 5 points. He had a three-pointer that Julius got for him, knocked down 2 free throws, and yeah. That was about it. But nevertheless, like I said, in crunch time, his defense was needed, and he played well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think everyone's starting to figure out how he fits on this team, right? I mean, you even had Emmanuel quickly try to find Cam for the backdoor cut. And Cam wasn't paying attention, quickly didn't notice
turnover.
That, and there was a turnover.
That
so
was the first turnover, the fourth.
First turnover, but you see that quickly's trying to get him involved. You're starting to see that there's a little bit more familiarity with how each other plays. So it just takes time for this, and it seems like Cam's gaining, like he said, he's gaining his confidence. He's playing loose. That's what you want to see because, look, he offers a skill set that we don't have on this team, whether it's scoring in isolation, shooting, defensively, where he can guard multiple positions, and you just hope that he continues to improve throughout the season, where he can be that type of impactful player moving forward.
No question about it, man. No question about it. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Knicks postgame live presented by Manscaped, and here's Mitch's postgame tweet. It's family show block party hosted by Mitchell Robinson. Let's go. So Mitch feeling the flow right now, man. He was in his bag tonight and is celebrating, and rightfully so, man. Like I said, I thought Mitch had a good tone.
Mm-hmm.
He's been saying all the right things this year, and he's been coming to play, man. Mitch came to play tonight. 9 points, 6 rebounds, sorry, and 6 block shots, bro. 6 block shots for the Block Nest Monster, man. Again, excellent for the Knicks and much needed, much needed. This was the quote by Mitchell Robinson on his approach this season that I thought really speaks to where he's at mentally this year, which is very, very important. Here's his Mitch.
Yeah.
From the summer to training camp to now, where does that come from? Why do you think that?
Because most people yell out, when you get paid, you know, people act like they don't want to work no more. But that's the opposite of me. Even though I didn't got me a little bag or whatever, I'm still going to work even harder now because I want another one. You know, I want more. So I'm hungry.
All right. Mitch said he's hungry, man. He got his bag, and he's ready for another one. You know, Mitch is into cars, man. So he's trying to get some more cars out there so he can floss on TikTok and stuff. I like his personality, man. He has a very eccentric personality, but nevertheless, you're seeing a lot of maturity for Mitch, which was a big question mark over the last couple of years. And it seems to show on the court, too, man. He just seems to be locked in, focused, confident. Like, you're not coming in here with this. You know what I'm saying? And again, had a key block. 9 seconds left. Knicks are up 3. Had a key block of McDaniels. That was a big part of that overtime win. So shout out to Mitch, man. I like his approach this year.
Yeah, and I think it was the last game of the preseason where he had a double-double. And Rebecca was just interviewing him. And usually he's, like, goofy. He's, you know, you see his true personality comes out. But there was, like, something about that interview where he was so serious. And this is just continuously reinforcing how serious he is this season and how better of a player he wants to be. And it takes time for young players to figure out, you know, their role on the team, how they want to improve, where they fit in the league. And you can see Mitch is figuring out that he's just a defensive presence, man. Right now, by the way, he is leading the NBA in field goal percentage with 88.2%. So Mitch is doing his thing out there, making sure that he's cleaning up the offensive glass, getting in all the easy putbacks, solid on the offensive glass as always. He's actually right now, let me get the stat correct, he is right now fifth in boxing out in the entire NBA. He's averaging 3.8 box outs per game.
And the Knicks are first in box outs in the league.
Yeah. Right now you have Isaiah Hartenstein, who's at the top in box outs. So we got two solid centers on the team. We're just boxing out, making sure they're doing all the right technical things to make sure we're getting the rebound, getting more possessions, more opportunities, man. That's all you can ask for.
No question about it. You need that. And as we said, Knicks are first in the league in box outs with about 15 per game. And that's by Mitch. That's with Hartenstein. I thought Hartenstein had a good game off the bench. I thought his energy was good. Drew an offensive foul. Has always had some nice touch around the rim. Yep. I thought overall Hartenstein was good on both ends tonight. I thought Hartenstein played well. Obi played well off the bench. Derrick Rose had an efficient night off the bench. You know, very aggressive. I thought he was good in his drives to the hoop. So I thought the Knick bench was good. Charlotte's bench scored over 50 points. You just never know, man. Charlotte's bench scored over 50 points tonight.
Yeah. Knicks bench was very efficient, very effective. You talk about Hartenstein, 4 for 5, had 8 points tonight, 3 boards, 1 steal, 1 block. You know, Hartenstein, this is where it's kind of I've always written for KnicksFanTV.com how the starting unit is always like the Thunder and the second unit is always like Lightning because of their quick speed.
Yeah.
And it's still ringing true to this day where you watch that second unit, it's like Lightning. And even when you can talk about the center position, Mitchell Robinson brings the Thunder, Isaiah Hartenstein brings the Lightning with his offensive scoring. So it's a good change of pace from usually having the same center the last two seasons with Mitch and Nerlens Noel. It's nice that now you have to honor our center. And it opens up space for everybody. And you can see that, you know, when Tibbs is staggering those rotations and putting Hartenstein and Quickly out there with some of the starters, whether it be Brunson, RJ, and Randall, is just opening up more space for these guys to attack. So I like that. I like that dynamic that this team has.
No question about it. 3,000 people in the chat right now. Let's get those likes up. Hit that like button. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. We should be at 1,000 likes already, people. We should be at 2,000 likes right now. There's 3,000 people in the chat. Let's go. Hit that like button. Let these people know. Let the algorithm know that the number one show for the fans by the fans is on Knicks win 134-131 in overtime against the Charlotte Hornets. I want to shout out Lord Barkerock Jr., $25 super chat says, Evan fouling out was a blessing and allowed Cam to come in and play defense when we needed it. I agree with that. We know Evan is a liability on D. CP, you need to eat some humble pie on the Giants and Jets. You picked them to suck this year. Yeah, I would. I'm sure a lot of people did, so that's okay.
As a Jets fan, look, man, I was optimistic for 7 wins on a losing season.
Yeah.
So
I'm okay with that. It is what it is. I mean, no one expected this, so it's good. Like I said, house money for me. Shane Mack from New Jersey says $20 super chat says, good total ugly team win. Definitely would have been a loss last year. Brunson a killer. That's what we need. We got a point guard. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. All right, Al. Player ratings is back, ladies and gentlemen, man. Make sure you go to KnicksFanTV.com every day after each game and check out KnicksFanTV Remy's player ratings write-up. It is really dope. He goes through every player that played in the game, rates them overall, and it's a solid write-up, man. So make sure you guys are going to KnicksFanTV.com for that. But for tonight, we'll go through some of our players' highlights. And now we got to start with Brunson, man. Where are you going with Brunson tonight?
Give him
Don't let him put pressure on you from the last one, man. Just go ahead
no,
with your
rate. No, it's funny. I'm going to go 15 out of 10, my man. Going off the Richter scale because he just – look, man, he did everything tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
If last game was a 10 out of 10 for me, this is going to be a 15 out of 10 because he legitimately did everything you could ask for
yeah.
him once again. And then some, being clutch in the fourth quarter, being clutch in overtime. Man, Jalen Brunson is the goods. Can't say that enough. I don't know, man. That
yeah,
honestly, I'm going 15 out of 10. It's just great.
Yeah, I got to go 10. You know, like I said last show, you know, quality of opponent had to play into this. But look, they came back from a 5-point fourth quarter deficit. Charlotte had them on their heels. Several key buckets between the fourth quarter and overtime. 27 and 13, almost a triple double. So I got to give them a 10. That's a 10. That's an easy 10, man. That's definitely easy 10. What do you guys think of the chat? Jalen Brunson tonight, 1 out of 10. How you rating Jalen Brunson? That's an easy 10. That's a 10 of the night. How about Julius? Are you going Julius tonight, man? 17 points, 6 boards, 7 of 19 from the field, 2 assists, 2 steals, on a block.
I'm gonna give him a 6 tonight.
Oh,
give him a 6.
Tough grader, man. What are you thinking?
It started off rough for him. Picked it up at the end. So that's really where I'm going at with this. He had some clutch moments. But I'm gonna go with 6 out of 10 because of just the slow start that he had today. It wasn't a perfect game from Randall. He had some boneheaded plays, especially down the stretch.
Yeah.
Almost lost the inbound pass from Brunson.
Yes.
You know. He tried to get the ball when it was clearly out of bounds, when I think it was P.J. Washington that was trying to do that.
Yo, Clyde ripped him. Clyde was like, what are you doing, man?
I'm asking the same question, man. What are you doing? So, like, it's stuff
Clyde
like that where
order, man.
I get that in, like, the heat of the moment that you're not thinking, but, it's almost losing it. It's the take foul.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things, man, you know. So I'm going to go with 6 on that.
I hear you, man. I'll give him a 7.
All right.
I'll give him a 7 because I thought that obviously the putback at the end of regulation was key, was big for us. The rebound and the putback, as Tibbs said, his rebounding was good. Only one turnover. So I gave him credit for taking care of the ball. Again, it wasn't clean in overtime. It wasn't clean in crunch time in overtime. There were some couple moments where he just like, Julius, come on. I thought they were going to catch him with a flagrant or a technical on Kelly Oubre because he kind of caught Kelly with a little
forearm.
Yeah,
with the elbow,
shiver,
man.
With a little bow.
This is the stuff that I'm talking about, man. This is the stuff I'm talking about.
I was like, Julius, you've been cooking first 3 games, Julius. Take it easy. I thought they were going to catch him with that, but they actually called a take foul on that. Which the Knicks picked up 3 take fouls on the night, which was crazy. I thought they were going to give him that. And I'm like, in crunch time, like, oh, man, Julius, you got to relax. You know what I mean? You've been doing good, man. Just calm it down. So luckily, he was frustrated clearly with the lack of calls. Luckily, they didn't give that to him. But like I said, I'll give him a 7. And another thing that I've been liking, man, I've been saying for the longest, we need to find a point guard that can get him some shots and rhythm. And once again, we saw tonight the pick and roll with Julius and Brunson. Let's go. You have to honor Brunson on the pick and rolls because his drives are so deadly. He was one of the best pick and roll point guards. Probably he was either the best or top 3 pick and roll point guards in the league last year. You have to respect it. And he found Julius for 2 nice pick and roll conversions where Julius was able to just waltz into the paint and finish in rhythm. Get Julius easy shots, man. And Brunson is the root cause of that. And Julius converted. So
yeah,
I'm going to give him a 7 there.
And to add on to that too, he was posting up actually in the post and not from the 3-point line.
Yeah.
Maybe last season he felt like since he had to be a 3-point shooter, a predominant 3-point shooter, maybe that's why he was out there, and he was trying to make something from the 3-point line by backing his players down. But even today, with Brunson's ability to shoot effectively and efficiently from three, it was Brunson to RJ to the other side of the wing. I think it was the left side of the wing. And then RJ passes it to Randle on the block. And then Randle wanted to take, I forget who was on, he wanted to post him up, but then kicked it back out to Brunson. So it's stuff like that where you have, where Brunson's effect is not only, you know, passing and shot creating, but because of having to honor what he can do at all three levels, Randle's now able to get down into the paint and post up on the block instead of going all the way out on the perimeter. So
no question.
Stuff like that, it's good stuff for Randle as well, man, and I like it. But still sticking with the six, because some of look, man, you will get my tweet later. I was like dying on my couch just watching this game. Like, are these guys really going to kill me? They had the lead
affair,
the entire
man.
Game.
Cardiac affair. I was loving it. You know, you just got to turn off the pacemaker just a little bit. You know what I mean? Just tune it up a little bit.
Yeah, some blood pressure medication.
That's
man.
It. That's it, man. How about Mitch?
Ooh. Mitch. Going with an eight for Mitch.
Yeah.
Going with an eight for Mitch. Mitch played really well tonight. You know, even though he had 9 points, he went 100% from the field. He had 8 rebounds. He had 6 blocks. Just a great – he's a safety valve, man. When someone gets past somebody on the perimeter, he was right there to make sure to alter the shot or get a block. And for that, great performance. You know, without him in there, if anyone else, like if he fouls out, This game goes completely the other way.
Yeah.
So, because Hartenstein, as much as I like Hartenstein and he's good at boxing out, his defense isn't anywhere close to Mitch's ability to guard on the perimeter, to switch onto other defensive assignments. Like, you watch Mitch out there, he is so important to what Tom Thibodeau wants to do defensively.
Yeah.
That what he did tonight shows why the Knicks kept him and how crucial he is for this entire season. So, for that, Mitch is getting an 8 for me tonight.
I'm going to go 9.
Okay.
For those reasons, though, I'm going to go 9. Because for Mitch, it's not about the points. It's never really about the points because I just feel like we have so many other options offensively. We don't necessarily need him to, you know, dump it down to Mitch and let him score. Because
he did have a nice turnaround tonight, though.
He did. but those are the type of buckets that I'm looking for him to be aggressive on. You get an offensive rebound. Don't always look to just kick it back out. Go ahead and try to put it up. Mm-hmm. And he did that early in the first quarter, and I think everybody was happy about that. But it's the impact on defense. It's the offensive rebounds, two tonight. But the impact on defense is can't go understated, especially the way this perimeter defense has been so porous. As you said, he's a safety valve. 6 block shots tonight. Yeah, one on Plumlee where he completely just ate the whole ball.
Yo.
You know, another one, he's blocking shots, blocking layups, he's pinning stuff against the glass.
I think he's bigger than Plumlee, man, because Plumlee used to be bigger than him. I think he's bigger than Plumlee at this point.
He's coming in shape, man.
With his athleticism, that's crazy to think about.
He's coming through in shape. So Blockness is definitely getting a 9 for me. What do you guys think in the chat, man? Rate Mitchell Robinson's game tonight, 1 through 10. And then how about RJ? Lastly, RJ Barrett. Save the controversy for last.
Well, if I gave Randle a 6, it can't be higher than that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 5. Look, man, he started off fine, missing bunnies, pressing. Like, it's tail of 2 halves for RJ. Clutch at the end.
Yeah.
It's not a pretty game. 9 for 21, 22 points. Hit all of his free throws, got 8 boards, had 1 assist, 1 block, 4 rebounds. You know, the box score looks nice from that, but to see how he got there needs to be better, and that's why I'm going with a 5. Because, look, you're one of the big three on this team, and I get that maybe there's a little pressure to him living up to that contract that he signed, and he's trying to figure it all out. But this is your fourth year in the league, man. Like, you know what you've had to work on each and every summer. You know what to expect at this point in the league. I'm expecting you to come in ready at the beginning of the season and be effective day one, especially the way you looked in preseason. It just the ebbs and flow, man, the highs, the lows, it's we're getting to like, it's very high highs and low lows to some point for how he performs, not even like from a game to game basis, but throughout the game at this point. And it's just got to change. I have confidence that he will figure it out, man, because as one caller said, he usually starts to figure it out around the All-Star break, but tonight, man, you got a five.
Yeah, I got to go that way as well. I didn't think his defense was particularly good.
Backdoor cuts, man.
Backdoor cuts got him. You know, and the Hayward matchup was tough overall, but I didn't think it was all that good. It looks like he missed about 7 shots between, what, 3 to 10 feet from the basket?
Yeah.
You know, about 7. Now, he did make a couple. He did make a couple, which got him to that 20. Give him credit there. And, again, I was looking to see how he would impact his scoring, how his scoring would be impacted in the post against smaller plays. Here it is again. He's drawing Dennis Smith Jr., and he's trying to win those matchups. And we won a couple, missed a couple. But overall, man, you know, these are just – he's just got to develop some better touch around the rim. You know, I think he will get into a rhythm. I think he will come on strong as the season progresses. As we said, I do believe he does start slow. But in this game, it was a tough go for him. You know, it was a tough go for him.
Yeah, he'll figure it out, man. Yeah. It's going to take time, but it's just tough, man, because, look, when you look at teams like this, you know, if he's a little more efficient tonight, same thing with Randall. You know, we're not in this overtime cardiac Knicks affair. So,
right.
But this is how this team's going to play out. We talked about at the beginning of the season, like, who's going to be, you know, who's our one, two. No, it's on any – actually, let me mm-hmm. take that back.
Mm-hmm.
Brunson right now
– oh, yeah, Brunson's the guy.
He's the one.
He's the guy.
He is the one. Not only at the position playing the point guard, but he is the number one when it comes to shooting. You have everyone deferring to him. He is the number one. He's the captain of the ship.
Yeah.
Everybody else, though, like, the bench is doing fine. Randall's been doing fine. RJ's got to step up and do his
That's
part.
That's it, man. And for the rest of our player ratings, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, go to KnicksFanTV.com and check out KnicksFanTV's Remy's player ratings for the Knicks 134-131 overtime win over the Charlotte Hornets. Okay, wrap up with a couple more calls. Rapid fire, people. Let's go to Ron from Baltimore. Ron, what's going on? Rapid fire.
CP, Jalen Brunson is the Michael Jordan of this team. You know, he would look great with an MJ Burks off the ball. I wish we had MJ Burks so I could bench RJ tonight. But, yeah, I agree with you. RJ will figure it out. He's got to make he's got to play defense. He's got to make layups. He's got to make threes. He's not doing any of that right now. But we have Michael Jordan, so that's good. IQ drives me nuts, those 2 turnovers to start the fourth.
Man.
Cam is good for one strip, and he's also good for one loosey-goosey turnover. So I love
yes.
Cam, but he also he gives you the one loosey-goosey one. And Mitch could have had 7 blocks. I don't understand, CP. We were up 3. He had Oubre locked up, and he took a step back when we were up 3, and it cut it to 1. I wanted
yeah.
Mitch to get a 7th block, but I'll leave you with this. We have Michael Jordan. We don't have
yeah.
MJ Burks anymore, but we have Michael Jordan on the ball, and everybody has to understand that he is the closer of this team. He is MJ Brunson. You're the man.
Ron from Baltimore, rapid fire. Benji, let's go rapid fire.
What's up? I'm going to be rapid fire. So Jalen Brunson's assist to turnover ratio right now, 8.5 to 1.5. Insane.
Mm.
And what I'm seeing with Jalen Brunson right now, this is not a hot take. I'm seeing similarities to the Hall of Famer Derek Jeter. I'm seeing the similarities to the way he's conducting himself in clutch moments, the way he zones everything out, the impact he has on his teammates. It's insane. As far as tonight's game, a couple interesting things. Obi hitting 3 threes in 13 minutes. Just strange. Never. This type of stuff never happened to us last season and in seasons prior. Also, Derrick Rose, like his minutes, like he was stellar in 12 minutes. Like he played great and then he just sat down. And then my last point is my man Evan had his float game going tonight. So just want to call that out. I know everyone loves to hate on Evan, but he had about 4 floaters tonight. Thought he had a real solid floor game. Obviously foul trouble, but he was solid and efficient. So good night, y'all. Huge win. Enjoying everything.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the call, man. Benji from Brooklyn. Benji from Manhattan, matter of fact. All right, let's go to the Discord. Harry Love, what's going on? Rapid fire. Let's go. Harry Love, go once.
Hey, what's up?
How you feeling, bro?
CP. All right, sorry, man. Member of the 50 Burger Society right here. Just want to tell you, great night. Still good. Still good. The defense was not great, but it will get better.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what I do feel good about is that the offense is just so fluid already, and they're only going to gel more. I mean, Brunson has just been incredible. He's been such a general, super professional. The last guy made a great point about the comment that Derek Jeter making everybody better. He's definitely seen the opportunities. Throws it out to OB, hitting them threes now and open. Had that dish to Mitch as well. And Cam, I felt good about Cam as well. Let me tell you, I think the next game is a big game for him because I think we need somebody to cover Middleton. We know Giannis can get his points, all that stuff, but we need somebody to get Middleton. And I think Cam is going to have a more opportunity with Fournier's defense not being so good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No question.
So the thing about Fournier, his defense, is like what Clyde was saying. Like, it's fundamentals, man. He keeps trying to strike his hands.
Yeah.
I think that if he just focuses on moving his feet a little bit, he can actually make himself, you know.
Yeah, but that's the problem with Fournier. He has no footwork. That's why he's using his hands, and that's why he fouled out. He can't keep up with these guys. Now they did catch him for two of those take fouls, and we saw two of those. The Knicks did catch three of those tonight this year. And, you know, as a basketball observer, I like it because I don't like how they slow down the game. I don't like how, you know, we used to see it last year where for some teams, your best player was giving up take fouls. To me, that never made sense. But nevertheless, Fournier got those. But to counter what Harry was saying, Fournier has no legs. That's why he can't play defense. So it is what it is. All right. A couple more because we're running out of time here. Let's go to Abdul from San Diego. My guy, Abdul, rapid fire. Let's go.
Yo, CP, Alex, what up? Shout out to the replay gang. Hey, I'm excited for tonight either way. Look, it was a tough win, but we got the win, right? So we have some positive takeaways. We have some negative takeaways. Now we head on to Milwaukee. That's going to be a true test like everybody's been saying. I can say one thing, and I'm out of here. It was great to see Jalen Brunson play through the stretch. At the end of the game, we looked calm. We didn't look stressed out. We didn't look nervous. The game was played the way our point guard played it, which is cool, calm, and collective. Shout out Replay Gang. Get those likes up. Love you guys. Talk to you
tomorrow. My guy, Abdul from San Diego on the check-in. All right, man. I was given word that we have another female caller here. I'm going to have her close, man. We closed with Cynthia on the last show. I'm going to have this person close tonight, and that is Maria from Queens.
Oh.
Maria, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. You guys hear me?
Loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Knicks Post Game Live. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great after this very New York Giants-esque win we just had.
Yeah.
I don't know how we pulled through, but we did, so I'm glad. So I got to shout out Mitch because Mitch gave me more fantasy points tonight than Drew Holiday did. So all those blocks and boards, that fantastic defense, doubled it. But obviously player of the game, you can't say enough about my guy, the chosen one, Jalen Brunson.
Got a point guard.
You know, he's just, we got a point guard. He's so crafty getting to the hole. His footwork is crazy. His composure is even crazier in pressure moments, which is the most important thing. And he makes everybody around him better. He elevates everybody's game, and most importantly, he elevates Julius's game. And I know Julius had a lot of low IQ moments today in his plays and his decision-making. But in general, today and in the previous games this season, his game's been elevated by Brunson, just finding him for easy looks so he doesn't have to try and create them himself and then inevitably have turnovers. So we're not having the same thing that we were having last year. So love what Jalen's done for our team. We have a point guard. We're one game closer to 81-1. And the Nets lost to the Bucks today. So that means that we get to go and show them how it's done.
Let's go.
Let's go. I like how she thinks, Al. I like how she thinks, man. We got to bring on the show. Shout out to Maria from Queens. That was a nice rapid fire closing call. Maria, you got to call back sometimes, man. You know, you always call like once in a blue. We'd like to have you on here regularly. Oh, she hung up. She was really rapid fire, man.
That was rapid fire,
but a good take and a good way to close. I see some fives going on in the chat for Maria, the closing caller of tonight, man. I see some fives. Khalil throwing some fives in there. Trav throwing some fives. Let's do our world. Okay. Oh, dog. Now, KG7 Full says CP Super Chat because he knows. I tend to forget sometimes, you know, when we go through these longer shows. So KG